The Brewers' incredible season continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with our Wisconsin Sports Week in Review. Baseball, the Brewers headed into this weekend with still the best record in baseball. Last Sunday, they beat the Dodgers in L.A. in a 6-2 win to take that series 3-1. On Tuesday night at home, they tied a major league record for the most lopsided shutout, 22-0, over the Seattle Mariners at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich breaking out of a slump with a 3-run homer in the fifth to get the ball rolling. The game ended with position players on the mound, like catcher Gary Sanchez for Milwaukee. Yelich after the lopsided shutout.
Kind of crazy. I mean, it happened fast. It's always fun to be on this side of that. Just a fun night for the guys, and cool to see Gary out there closing it, and kind of just contributions from everybody. So those are always great nights when they're going your way.
The Mariners came back the next night, scoring all 7 of their runs in the first 2 innings off of the Brewers' Dustin May, picked up in that trade with St. Louis just before the deadline. May after the loss.
There was a lot of stuff that I could have executed better. But this is one of those outings where, like, you can't be super frustrated with yourself just because you didn't really give up any hard contact on stuff. So, like, you were still beating guys, but they were just putting it where we were tonight.
Seattle winning that one 7-5. The Brewers bounced back then the next day with a 7-4 final score to win that series 2-1. Then came Friday afternoon against the visiting Atlanta Braves. Chris Sale against the Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski, who pitched 6 scoreless innings of a 2-1 win over Atlanta. But after the game, the Miz explained he had to win using his other pitches instead of his trademark 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
How did you feel the stuff played today, and especially the off-speed?
Yeah, the off-speed felt great. You know, I feel like that was the only pitch that I had on today, so body felt a little off, you know, nothing weird. I mean, just, you know, one of those days where, you know, it was just a down day. Just had to grind through it and make it work.
Manager Pat Murphy in his press conference Friday night after the win over the Braves was asked, what about Mizorowski?
He wasn't in sync early on, you could see that, but he competed, and that was special.
So after the series with the Braves, the Brewers then head to New York for a 3-game set against the Mets, followed by a 3-game weekend series at home against the Texas Rangers. Then it's off to Wrigley Field in Chicago for a 4-game set against the Cubs. NFL, a week of ups and downs at the Packers training camp in Green Bay. After losing to the Steelers in their first preseason game, Matt LaFleur called out the secondary to be more aggressive. Veteran Keyshawn Nixon was concerned after he was removed from the first team to the third team defense in practice.
I guess I'm being punished right now. I don't know. I don't really worry about what I'm running at camp, ones or twos. I just keep my process and just compete for real. Have the same process and get better every day and just stack days.
Tight end Tucker Kraft able to participate in 11-on-11 team drills for the first time since suffering that torn ACL 9.5 months ago. I asked Kraft if he would be limited heading into the season.
Absolutely. They're going to take into account my rep range until halfway through the season. Then they're just going to pat me on the ass and send me out there and send me the wolves. So, you know, how this offense is, just the more you can do, all the hats I can wear in the offense, you know, I want to bring everything to the table.
Running back Marshawn Lloyd has looked good in camp after missing his first 2 years with multiple injuries and setbacks. Lloyd scoring a touchdown in the Packers' 33-13 win over the Broncos Friday night. Now, meanwhile, the other tight end, Luke Musgrave, continues to be sidelined with a neck injury. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst.
You know, when players miss time, that's tough. That's tough on these guys. They're young guys, and they want to be out there so badly. You kind of saw Tuck get out there for the first time the other day, no different than Marshawn. When they get out there and they're playing football, they're usually at their happiest. You know, so whenever you see guys go through things and then get back out there, you can kind of see the joy in them, and I'm happy for him. He's doing a great job with his opportunities. I think he's got a chance to help us this year.
After the game Friday night in Denver, quarterback Jordan Love talked about their first touchdown drive of the preseason against the Broncos with a pass to Marshawn Lloyd.
The drive we had tonight, you know, ended on a great note. You know, that was a good 12-play drive we put together. Guys executing on a lot of levels right there. So, you know, I think that's a great note to end on. Obviously, we'll have a joint practice next week against the Cardinals. Get a lot more good work in, but to end that on a preseason note right there, that's good.
And how about kicker Trace Mack against the Broncos, going 4-for-4 in field goals, including one from 59 yards, and completing all of his PATs?
Feel great, but same thing. He's got to go do it again. So, I mean, that's life in the National Football League. You're only as good as your last performance, and he's just got to continue to be consistent.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with our Wisconsin Sports Week in Review. I'm Mike Clemens.